Hello, this is Stampy, and welcome back to my Let's Play on Super Mario Odyssey. We are about to... Oh, I didn't realize I could do that. Look, I can do like a... Oh, that was cool. I wish I knew that earlier. Oh, well, it doesn't really matter. So, we are heading up to the top of Bowser's kingdom, to his keep. And I think we're about to have our showdown against Bowser. And yes, there he is. He's there, right ahead of me. Well, I don't know about this anymore. It seems like he's not particularly prepared. I thought he was going to be there with some giant trap or something. He's just chilling out on the rooftop. Right then, let's see if we're going to be able to once and for all. Well, maybe not once and for all. There's going to be more Mario games, let's be honest. But for now, at least, let's see if we can defeat Bowser and save both Peach and Cappy's girlfriend as well. Oh no, Cappy's sister, isn't it? Cappy's sister? Is that right? I think it's Cappy's sister. It's been a long time since that first cutscene.
You're too late. We're off to our wedding ceremony on the moon.
Right, looks like we might not be having our showdown with Bowser right now. Looks like we first might need to go to the moon. I mean, it's a unique place to decide to have your wedding, I guess. I might need another outfit rather than my samurai armor. Oh, what's this? Oh, what's this thing? This is what I expected. I expected some sort of trap or something to go after me. It's all the Brutals. They've got like a kind of like a Power Rangers style mech that they're going to all be working together to try and battle me in. And it's enormous. And it looks like it's got like rocket boots on it or something and a giant cannon on the front. And of course fireworks as well, because it wouldn't be a proper mech without being able to use fireworks. So right then, birds. Okay. Right, so looks like, do I need to hit the bombs into his legs? Ah, okay. Oh, there we go, I smashed his legs open. And now it's got the exposed wood. And I think I might need to jump up now then, and then take out one of the Brutals each at a time. And oh no, I can't get up. Ground pound and jump. Oh, we're going to be quick. Going to be quick. It's going to stand up otherwise. But go up, go up. Up, Mario. Can I not jump? I can't jump to the next bit. I'm kind of stuck down here. No, it's going to get up now. Okay. What was I supposed to do there? Like I was pressing jump while hanging on, but it didn't allow me to do anything. I think I may have missed my opportunity. I think I've got a pretty good idea of what it is I'm supposed to do now, though. But first, I need to wait for another one of the birds. So where did the birds come from? Does it just randomly fire out a bird instead of a bomb every now and then? It kind of looks like that's what it does. So let's wait for the bomb and then... Oh, I thought I was going to hit it right between the legs. Right, so it's fallen down again. So I can jump up to here. I can jump up to that one without too much trouble. Can I jump straight up to the top one like this? I can't. I just arrive here and then I can't edge around the outside at all. It looks like I'm supposed to like climb up there. No, now he's going to go. Oh, do I need to do something here maybe? I assumed I needed to get to the top and then ground pound that guy there. I'm going to have a little bit of a think about this. The thing is, I'm always like rushing because whenever it's down, I'm always like, gotta be quick. Do you reckon I can hit any of the bombs into him? No, I can't really like fire the bombs back very much. I definitely need to use these birds. Do you think maybe I need to stay as the bird and maybe like there's like lanterns around where they are? Do you think if I attack the lanterns or something? Let's try a different strategy then. So let's knock this down. Let's not go and try and climb up that leg. It just looks like a perfect platform. Let's go around to these areas. Does this do anything? Is there anything I can do around here? I really feel like I do need to climb up there. Maybe I'm just... My climbing skills just aren't up to scratch to get up to the top. I might as well have a little bit of a go. Nope, gonna run out of time. Right, let's just go and grab this bird and keep safe of it. Right, looks like I'm gonna have to think about a different way of doing this. Maybe like not like grabbing onto it and doing like a wall jump off it. The thing is, you don't like choose to grab on. It like automatically grabs you on, even if you don't want to. So it's kind of hard to like not do that. But let's just get over here as fast as we can. There we go. I've given myself a lot of time to be able to try and get up here. So let's go and like do this and then jump off the wall. I can't say to jump off the wall. I just land on it and grab and then I can't do anything else. I can't like, I'm pressing all the buttons and all I can do is like edge around to the side. How do I get up here? Am I actually stuck in a Mario boss? And like not stuck as in getting defeated, as in I can't work out what I need to do. It just looks so obvious that I need to try and climb up it somehow, but I just can't work out how to do it. Let's have one more go. just trying to do it now. And then if not, I might have to cut in head while I try and work it out, because I know it's probably getting really frustrating. I just hope you haven't worked it out. I just hope it's not just something really obvious that I haven't realized yet, because that's always the worst. It's okay when we both haven't worked it out, but if you have and I haven't, I guess I can kind of do... Ooh, okay, that kind of looked like that might have worked a bit there. If I jump off the wall, it's just weird how he grabs onto it when you wouldn't want to. Okay, there we go. Right. I feel like that can't be right. That can't have been what I was expected to have done. I mean, it worked. So I guess, like, in a way it was right. But why would they add the little ledge that makes you grab onto it when it's just, like, really frustrating and hard to avoid? And all right, he's not firing bombs. He was going for, like, a stomp attack on me there. Right, let's go and wait for the bird. I need to be careful, because after the bird, the bombs are going to start coming, or he's going to start stamping on me again. I mean, I know my name's Stampy, but that doesn't mean that I love everything that stamps. Right, let's go and knock the bomb. See if I can do another one straight away. There we go. That's them both kind of, like, almost broken now. Let's see if he falls down in a different position next time. Hopefully he does, because that wasn't some easy jumps to be able to get up there. So there we go. That's one of the legs. And oh, okay, now it's kind of the same, but he's kind of got his legs here. This actually might make it easier for me, because now I can kind of go like this. And then, go like this. I mean, oh, yes, I did it. Surely that wasn't how I was meant to do it, though. I mean, I made it, but that was just such, like, a mess of jumps to be able to get up there. There's no way I'm doing this the right way. I'm obviously in somehow really mistaken here with the way that I'm doing this, but somehow I am making it work all the same, and this guy's just charging me down. I think I need to make him, like, run into the wall, I think. Let's jump out the way as fast as we can. There we go. That smashed him into the wall on the other side. I need a chicken. Throw me a chicken, please. Oh, get out of the way. Okay. He's done. I think he's got a little bit dizzy. And oh, what's he doing now? What are these things? What are those? Okay, let's just not go anywhere near those. So there's a few rocks around on the ground as well. Around on the ground. Sounded fun to say. So I reckon that I might be able to get some bonus hearts from them if I'm careful. But first, let's go and get the chicken. Hopefully he's not going to start trying to jump on my head again. Oh, I think he is. I think, oh, no, okay, he's doing these. I can handle these. I can just stay away from whatever those things are. Now he's doing a bit of stomping. I just want the bombs. I actually want him to fire bombs at me. I need him to fire bombs. I mean, there we go. I should have a chance to knock them back. I got to avoid these things, though. Okay, I knew I was going to get hit then. But you know what? I think it was worth it to get those attacks in. And I can go and try and get a bonus heart now if I'm really careful. So if I get close to this one here. There we go. There's the heart. I can't quite get... Oh, don't stomp on my heart. Oh, that sounds like a love song, doesn't it? Don't stomp on my heart. Right, let's avoid these bombs for now. And let's go and grab the heart first and get around here. No, it only gave me one. It didn't top it all the way up. It only gave me one. But let's just back off a little bit further. I wonder, can I do anything? Can I, like, break? Ah! I cannot. Oh, do you think I need to make him stomp on them? It looks like I can't really do anything with these to make them attack him. It looks like I do just need to use the bombs. That was interesting, though. No, okay. He's kneeling now, so I can get to... where am I supposed to go? So I can get to here. Where do I go from this bit? Oh, am I supposed to break the other leg? I don't think I can. Right, let's go, like, up here, and then go, like, maybe like that somehow. Or let's just go and grab the bird back while we're here. Okay, I don't know where I was supposed to climb up there. And he has got the shield back on that leg again, so it's not like I had to break, like, one leg at a time. Let's just go and get rid of these, like, straight away, though, because these can be a little bit annoying. They, like, really just gradually and slowly make their way around, but if they do sneak up on you, it could get a bit dangerous. Right, let's go again. Hopefully his leg's almost smashed. Okay, so he's gonna kneel down now. I don't... Oh, I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be using the bird! I'm supposed to be doing this, aren't I? Of course I... Oh, this all makes so much more sense now. I, like, my way was cooler. How stupid was I? So most of the... I mean, okay, let's not make any mistake here. This was my mistake. But most of the times when we were climbing up on the bird, it was on, like, a white wall. So I didn't really think that I could use the bird to climb up on it. I mean, I am rather impressed with my jumps, though. I was blatantly just cheating and doing the game the wrong way. But hey... Pretty impressive. I made it work, though, all of the same. And there we go. We can go and grab this next bird. So, yeah, stay in the bird. and then use its body to climb up. I knew it wasn't as difficult as I was making it out to be. I was making it out to be so difficult, but all you needed to do is do the old little beak flick to get up. I'm sorry, everyone! Sorry, all of the comments that are saying, Stampy, you idiot, use the bird to get up. I know, I've worked out at this point. As you see, I now know what I was supposed to have done, and it's actually, like, really easy using the bird. I preferred my way. My way was more of a challenge. Saying that, I say it's really easy. I am struggling a little bit now. Oh no, don't fall the whole way down here. Get up to here. I'm going to be really quick because it's going to start standing up. No, and up. Jump out. I've got to get it. No, get it. I did it. Okay, they're so lucky. I'm going to have to do that whole thing all over again. And oh, I think I've completely defeated it. I wasn't counting. I lost count of how many of them I had taken out. But it looks like that was the last ones. And off they go. No doubt to land on the moon. Oh no, maybe not land on the moon. They're all just going to blow up and become giant fireworks. Maybe we have actually defeated them once and for all. And my prize is of course going to be a multi-moon! It seems quite fitting that we have been collecting power moons this entire time, and now it looks like our next destination is going to be the moon. Showdown at Bowser's Castle. So they weren't lying. It was a showdown at Bowser's Castle, but it wasn't a showdown against Bowser like I was assuming that it would be. I feel a bit shortchanged. I wanted to go up against Bowser. I mean, we will, but it looks like rather than doing it in Bowser's Kingdom, we are instead going to be doing it on the moon. We are one step away and Bowser flew off to the moon. But we can chase after him in the Odyssey. Just throw me on that globe. Okay, so it looks like I don't need any particular power moons in order to be able to go up there. So there were loads and loads and loads of things that I missed out in this area. But let's just ignore it. Let's just go straight there. And was this the final one? I think we're going to go and get the final part of like the balloon sail thing. This is, isn't it? Oh, and it's a fancy red one as well. Very fancy. Oh, okay. It turned white again, like all of the others. But for a second, it looked like a fancy red one. So it looks like the Odyssey is now going to be powerful enough to take us to the moon, where it looks like we will actually be having our final showdown against Bowser. The Odyssey is complete. So is it going to tell me something about like the other power moons then? Because there are still so many other power moons that I could go and gather, but I still just don't really know what they're going to do. Bowser's not getting away. We'll chase him all the way to the Moon Kingdom. Come on, let's save those two. Right then, so it looks like this is going to actually be the final kingdom. I don't know. I reckon there might be one little cheeky extra kingdom that Nintendo are going to throw in somewhere. I just feel like it. Every time you feel like this is the final kingdom, they always just sneak another little extra one in somewhere. So I reckon that there's a good chance there might be another one showing up in the future at some point. And now I got my fancy outfit. This is the outfit that I've wanted pretty much the whole time. So I got the fancy black suit, but I didn't get the fancy white one. And this is the one that they kept like showing off in all of the trailers and stuff. It's kind of like the one that Bowser was wearing. I was wondering when I was going to get a chance to wear the suit. And look at the Odyssey. It's like glowing with magic now. I'm assuming Mario isn't going to have any problem breathing on the moon. Or are we going to have to wear a spacesuit? I think those kind of logical questions aren't things that they worry about too much when when designing games like this as we go. And right, head our way to the Moon Kingdom, where I'm not sure if it's just going to be facing them. No, it looks like there's a little bit of a traversal we need to do before we arrive at the castle itself. And oh, you know what? There's also another kingdom that I have seen, which was basically like the Mario 64 kingdom. And there's the church that he wants to marry her in. But yeah, I went through it like and saw a brief glimpse of it. Anyway, sorry, back to the story. Well, you do look dapper. Of course I do, it's a wedding. Those two must be over there. No time to dilly-dally. Let's go. So yeah, remember there's points where I've been finding paintings? And it will kind of take me briefly into another one of the worlds. Yeah, there was a moment like that where I arrived in the Mario 64, which is an old Mario game, if you didn't know. I arrived in that kingdom. So, yeah, I was able to find that. So I reckon that's going to be a whole proper kingdom. And oh, can I just jump really high now? I can. Look how high I can jump. And there's got to be something up here. I saw a shadow of something. Right, can I just jump and land on the next one? I can. And then there's a power moon there. Right, I need to jump onto... Oh, no. I was doing so well. Let's try doing a backflip. Whoa! Did you see how high the backflip went? What happens if I do a good ground pound jump? Oh, that got me pretty high. I reckon that can get me to the second one. And it's a little bit more controllable, I think, than the backflip. There we go. And now this one, let's just jump and go up. There we go. And there's a power moon. I don't know why I didn't think about that. I don't know why I didn't consider the fact that there'd be, like, low gravity, considering we are on the moon. Look how far I can jump! I can just go fly. This is so much fun! Wait, watch this. I'm going to get a really cool screenshot. If I go, like, woo, and then go like that. Look at Barry's little face. Look at him as he just flies around on the moon. Oh, he's so cute. Look at his little face. Anyway, sorry. Getting distracted. Keep going, Stampy. Keep going. Right, so looks like I might be supposed to go down this way. It doesn't really matter. Like, seeing as, like, how far I can jump, I could probably, like, end up arriving pretty much anywhere. But yeah, let's not worry about secrets. Let's keep going. Let's see if we can go and get to Bowser, because they're going to be getting married anytime now, and I want to make sure I can stop that from happening. Let's go and grab the extra coin there. I don't get what the challenge, because there's those things wandering around, but they're, like, so easy to avoid. I don't really know what's kind of going on. And oh, what's that? That's not one of the brooders, is it? Can I just jump all the way up to here? I think I might be able to make it. Look at that! Of course I can make it. Oh, it's one of these. It's the bunnies that I need to try and catch. Right, I need to kind of guess which direction it's going to go in and then get it with Cappy. Oh, I just jumped into it. I thought I was going to need to use Cappy to get it. So there's been a bunch of them all over the place caught hopping on the moon. And it looks like if I... Oh, let's do it. I wasn't going to, but let's just do it. Let's just go and have a little look up here, shall we? It's going to be just like huge, giant wall jumps to arrive at the top. And oh, there's a sign here as well. It says dive. I know about the dive. So basically when you jump, you can go like this and go woo and go a little bit further. Normally kind of like at the end of one of your jumps is the time to do it. And oh, look down there. Ah, very handy. Well, looking up on your own planet just takes my breath away. Oh, I didn't see. Oh, there it is. There is the giant planet. I was going to call it Earth, but I don't really think it is Earth. But yeah, remember, there's like a whole giant 2D area all the way down there. I don't want to forget about that. Let's see how far I can go then with zero gravity, because I can then throw Cappy and then do this and then do a dive as well. Look how far I was able to go then. That was absolutely ridiculous. There are, though, a few deadly foes around the area. Looks like I might need to deal with. I keep just jumping, like, too far, though. All right, let's just try and jump up to this platform. I think I should be able to just jump and grab these. And, oh, there is, like, a dangerous part, where, like, a place I can ground pound on his head if I can get him. Nope, I completely missed him. It doesn't matter. Let's keep on moving forward. Oh, look at these platforms. These are going to be pretty tricky to land on. Oh, am I going to make it? Oh, I didn't make it far enough. Oh, look, there we go. Like, it's so easy to wall jump. Look, even if I don't make it to here, look, I can just do this. And then, oh, no, steady. Then I can wall jump. And, oh, no, it won't let me wall jump again. Why doesn't it let... It doesn't let you wall jump on the same wall. Why doesn't it let you all jump on the same wall? I was going to be all fancy and do, like, sneaky jumps to get up the side there, but I ended up messing it up. And, well, oh, I started off here. Oh, let's do that 2D bit. Let's do the 2D bit down here. Let's go and see where that pipe is. Is it down here? Ah, there's no way I would have found that if I hadn't made my way to the top. So, is it going to be, like, low gravity 2D Mario? Please be low. Oh, it is. It's low gravity 2D Mario. No. Went a little bit too fast then. Whoa, it looks like I was only just going to make the jump. But it was actually really easy because of how slow and gradual I jumped. So, right. I could probably just skip that. Can I just skip all of that? Nope, I can't. Okay, that was a little bit too ambitious. Oh, I fell off. I thought there was floor down there. I didn't know that was like the end of the 2D. But I thought I was just going to land on the floor and jump back up again. I wouldn't have tried that stupid difficult jump otherwise. Oh, well, we can go and give it another go. It wasn't too difficult and it's a lot of fun as well. So right then, order. No, let's go this way. Steady on, Mario. Steady on. Into the pipe. This is cool. I wish this level was bigger. I mean, I don't know how big the level's going to be, but I could like play an entire game like this. It's just really satisfying doing these huge jumps all over the place. Right. Looks like I can't skip it though. I am going to have to land on this platform here. So I drop quite slowly. So I need to jump quite early to be able to make it. And then plenty of time up to the power moon. Right. How do I get out of here? Is it going to make like a pipe appear somewhere? No, it's not. Can I jump up to that? Oh, okay. I might be able to make it. Oh, only just. The camera wasn't even able to keep up with me. And then I can go and make my way back down. And then I guess I just go and jump through the pipe, because dropping down under the bottom of the level wasn't a particularly fun way to get out of here. And then I can go and jump my way up here like that. So yeah, you can do that kind of wall jump where you kind of wall jump and then can jump back on, but I guess you can't do it more than once in a row, as I found out the hard way. So let's see how much I can skip. Let's see if I can jump from here and then go, oh, look at that. I knew in just one long jump. That is crazy. And then from here, woo! Oh, this is so much fun. I just want a long jump absolutely everywhere now. All right, let's ignore those purple things for now. I've tried once to get them and I failed. I don't need to try again. Like, I'm sure, actually, no, let's do it. Let's do it. It's right here. It's like, it's more irritating to not go for them than it would be to go for them. So let's go for a long jump. Long jumps are a bit scary though, because if you bang into the wall, you can't wall jump off them. You like just bounce off it and hurt yourself. So it's always a little bit of a risk to try and do a long jump. But there we go. There's a good example of what I was just talking about. But yeah, there we go. I was able to do that one there. I got my next checkpoint and all. There's a chest over here. This is going to be a bit of a tricky one to get to. I'm going to have to do something a bit fancy here. And there we go. It looks like you don't really get as much speed doing that as like normally. Like, it doesn't really help you overly. There's also these these speed flowers. Oh, this is going to send me flying. This is going to be amazing. Oh, sneaky, sneaky. I found you. I want to be able to get whatever outfit I can afford from here. So I definitely want to go and gather up some of these. Let's go flying. The only way to travel. And oh, I think maybe I was meant to use one of those flowers to get over to that side in the first place. I think I kind of not cheated, because you know it's within the rules of the game, but I did it the way it wasn't supposed to. And oh, look, there's another little hidden area dropped off down there. Let's go and have a little look at what's going on with this guy. So there's one of those giant blocks again. I keep finding those giant blocks all over the place, but I haven't yet worked out what I'm supposed to do with them. But let's see if we can get onto to this guy. If I do a big jump like that and then ground pound, there we go. I was able to take him out. No bonus power moons or anything, but I'll take the free coins. I'm not too proud to take some free coins once in a while. But there is one of these thing here, and I bet I'm going to need to do a big jump, aren't I? Yep. I need to jump over to that side and then back again. Oh, no. I didn't go far enough. Right. Can I save this? I can't. I think I was supposed to do a long jump. It didn't look like I needed to do a long jump. It didn't look like it was that far away, but I think I need to, like, long jump that way and then long jump back the other way in order to be able to get them all. So I know I said I wasn't going to go for all of the secrets, but when they're right there, you understand. It's almost impossible to not go after them when they're, like, right there in front of you. So I reckon that one's very doable, and that should be almost a guaranteed free Power Moon. Still don't know why I need the Power Moons now, but I'm sure it's going to be very handy. Right, let's go like this, and let's do a long jump! And there we go. Because if I missed one, that would have been really frustrating. And straight back the other side! Only just! I made it, but only by my very tippy toes was I able to make it over to here. Right then, so we are pretty much up by the church now. The church is literally just a few jumps up the way there. But it does look like there are a whole load of other bonus secrets that are going to be around this area here. So tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and spend a little bit of time just exploring, like, all of these little hidey holes that I missed on my way down here. Get as many more power moons and as many more of those purple stars as I can, just in case they're going to come in a little bit more important later on. And then I'll begin the next level with me about to enter the church and probably about to go and battle against Bowser himself. So yeah. Possibly the final episode in the next episode. We are going to have to wait and see, but there will be a link to that episode in the description down below, as there always is. But for now, I want to thank you all very much for watching, and I will see you all later. Bye!